Here is a program that allocates memory for a struct, then puts data in each field. It then makes a copy of the struct by allocating another block of memory and copying corresponding fields from the first struct to the second struct. The program first creates the first structure. Register V0 is loaded with 9, the code for allocating memory. Then, register A0 is loaded with 12, the number of bytes we want to allocate. Then the syscall is performed. On return, register V0 has the address of the struct. This is copied into a S register for safekeeping. The first struct is initialized. The value 34 is stored in 0 off of the address of the struct, in other words, 0 off of S1. Next, the value 24,000 is stored in the pay rate. This is a variable in the struct, 4 off of the address. Then the value 12 is stored at the location 8 into the structure. Then the program creates a second struct. Again, it asks for service number 9. You can't just assume that memory right after the first struct is available for use. You must explicitly tell the system that you need more memory. It might get this memory from a hole, someplace totally unrelated to the first structure. Now, the number of bytes we need is copied into A0, and the syscall is performed. The address of the new block of memory is copied to register S2. Finally, the program copies data from the first struct to the second struct. Look at this part of the program and mentally, or with a sheet of paper, fill in the blanks.